The English Catholic teachers respond to the Ford government's announced plans to cut $12.3 billion from schools over the next 10 years. Meanwhile, the Ford government has allowed the province's school repair backlog to grow to more than $16 billion, leaving many schools in disrepair. What are the Ford government plans once the pandemic is over? Will the government return to its planned economic process to bring costs under control? It was originally elected to do so. This pandemic has been an unforeseen obstacle to their plans. There are certain things that the Conservative government can do that will affect us all. Libraries will be digitized and only the busiest will remain open. Less staff, less expense for property maintenance and repair. The sale of unused libraries will probably happen in time. There is a movement to unite Catholic and public school systems. Massive savings may initiate such a happening. Unused schools will be sold, and schools partnered or combined to full staffing and student levels. Employment duplication will be dealt with through attrition and layoffs. A bold move against the powerful teachers' unions and the massive costs attributed to teachers' salaries and benefits. Possible transfer of provincial costs to municipalities. Get the locals to pay for these costs while the budget reflects a constant reduction in costs. An old liberal trick indeed. Massive hiring of investigators, whose main purpose is to enforce provincial regulations and dole out appropriate fines. Make the province safe, while increasing the province's revenues. Push for complete equality with Quebec with regards to federal revenue transfers, tax allowances, and all things financial. Our neighbor gets much more than it gives to Ottawa. Fair is fair indeed. Regulations placed upon businesses and corporations will be eased. Yellow tape is torn away. The province needs all business sectors to grow and prosper. They seem to believe the only way this can happen is if Ontario moves towards a more American tax model. The middle class will continue to pay a large brunt of governmental costs through the increased price tag of regulations, services, and taxes. The Ford government will apply for a greater portion of tax capabilities like the HST. A possible consumption tax increase is possible. Both the federal and provincial governments are revenue poor and highly indebted. This coming Ontario election will be a forecasting rod to future events. Higher taxes, less governmental spending with fewer services offered. Oh my. Stephen Kassab Bradford, Aunt.